Restoring My Soul, Wednesday the 15th of October, the last Passover. John the Baptist said concerning Christ, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Through this aspect of his baptism, the Son of Man received the Holy Spirit without measure, so that after his death, burial, and resurrection, he would be able to baptize the sons of Abraham into the Holy Spirit, establishing them in the adoption. Christ's journey from the Father, which included his 3.5-year earthly ministry, came to its conclusion at the last Passover meal. Noting this occasion, the Apostle John wrote, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Noting this occasion, the Apostle John wrote, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. John then noted that after Jesus and the disciples had eaten the Passover meal, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. We know that Jesus then proceeded to wash the disciples' feet, saying to them, If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Clearly, washing one another's feet was essential to the agape meal and for our fellowship in Christ, for Jesus said that if we are not washed in this way, we have no part with him, but if we do wash one another's feet, we will be blessed. That is, we will receive the blessing that was promised to Abraham. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 1 verses 32 and 33, John chapter 3 verse 34, John chapter 13 verse 1, John chapter 13 verses 3 and 4, John chapter 13 verses 14 and 15, John chapter 13 verse 8, and John chapter 13 verse 17. For further study, John chapter 13.